This is KUT. The Department of Homeland Security says it found no evidence that women at the Karnes Immigration Detention Center in Texas are being sexually assaulted. DHS released the results of its investigation on Friday. KUT's Joy Diaz reports the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund says the investigation was not thorough enough.
The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, or MALDEF, is one of the groups that last September asked DHS to investigate claims of sexual assault at Karnes. Karnes only houses women and children. David Hinojosa is lead counsel with MALDEF. He questions how DHS conducted its investigation. For instance, he says there should be video proving that some women were taken out of their rooms at night to perform sexual acts on guards in the laundry room. But
some of the allegations were that the videos, surveillance cameras had been turned off in certain rooms.
Hinojosa is not calling it a botched investigation, but believes it was not thorough. He says there must be a reason for that.
Was it to protect the government's policy of imprisoning women and children still?
There have been proven allegations of sexual assault at other immigrant detention centers, most notably in the Hutto Family Detention Center in Taylor, Texas. That facility was ultimately shut down by DHS. Joy Diaz, KUT News.